Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about PR pros who own their own businesses. My name is Michelle Kane of Voice Matters, and I'm here with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim of Words for Hire, and she also happens to be the owner of Solo PR Pro, the amazing organization that is the place where our tribe hangs out. Hey, Karen, how are you doing this week?
Hey, Michelle, I'm here. I'm surviving and pushing ahead. It's
honesty
one of those weeks
good.
Where I have truly been waiting for Friday and thinking every day, oh my God, how is it not the end of this week yet? But, you know, that happens.
It does. It does. Yeah. I feel my Friday tireds coming in. Usually they hit around Thursday afternoon. I get my Friday tired on a Thursday, which I'm sure everyone out there is so excited to hear. It just seems sometimes. Yeah. No, it's good to be busy and it's good to have our challenges, but sometimes it'd be nice to have, you know, I'll take no challenges for a while, a little bit. That'd be nice too. But speaking of challenges,
I could have done with a lot less
right?
of this week, which has been like the week of weird. That's what I've designated. The week of weird.
Oh, I like it.
Where
I
so
like
many
it.
Weird things have happened and so many meetings have been so incredibly strange that I have been thinking, never would have dreamed that up.
What is out there in the ether?
There you have it.
There's
what
a lot out there in the ether. I don't know if we really want to know.
It's true.
But yeah, so speaking of weird, sometimes things can get weird in personal relationships, working relationships, volunteer situations, client situations. So today we thought we would talk about professional politics. And no, not that kind of politics, because no one wants to talk about that stuff anymore. We're just talking about, you know, situations. Yeah, situations where, you know, you definitely want to have a good rapport with everyone that you have to work with, or, you know, not to say that it's even coming from you, but sometimes, you know, you might find yourself in a situation where you realize, oh, so that person doesn't really like that person, and that's why maybe this isn't getting done. You know, it can affect your work sometimes. Just all the relational things that might be flying under the radar or in front of you.
Well, you know, what I found interesting, I know that maybe a lot of people can relate to this. When you come out of the corporate workforce, one of the things that you think, oh my gosh, I will not miss that, meetings. That's one, you know, meetings about the meetings, meetings to plan for the meeting, meetings to talk about the plan of the meeting, after the meeting, post meeting, just lots and lots of endless meetings. But also one of the things that you think, oh, thank God, you know, I'm going to work on my own, I will be able to have control over my environment, is no more office politics. And what I have discovered in my own work is that's true to a degree, in that, yes, I do have more control and I'm not invested in those politics and really necessarily in the center of it all the time, but it doesn't mean that you get to escape it, and you sort of have to watch out for those subtle traps, because they can come from, you know, your work with clients. It can come from volunteer organizations. I mean, it can come from, you know, groups that you're involved in, or just casual groups. There can be, you know, neighborhood politics there. You know, it is something that you can't escape. And so it definitely can affect you professionally. And I know that I've been in recent situations where with a volunteer organization, where it feels like a bad episode of Days of Our Lives. And these are people within the industry, and I'm thinking, I didn't sign up for this. And
yes,
I don't want to do this. And I know that other people are having to deal with this. And so, unfortunately, we can't always distance ourselves from all of these situations, but what do you do? You know, how do you handle this? How do you rise above it? How do you stay out of the fray while maintaining those relationships
Right. I mean, one way is to just decide, I am not going to be a party to this. I'm going to do what I came here to do as best I can, given those circumstances. I was one bit of advice I've given to friends in the past is, it may be a game of Monopoly, but if you don't put your playing piece on the board, there's nothing they can do. If you choose not to play, but however, that's not always an option, right? Because you still have to deal with people and navigate the waters. I know sometimes there have been situations where I've been a little blindsided. You think, oh, we're all getting along and these things are good, and then you find out, oh, what? Oh,
Yes.
well, that's not good. So that's why, that's why that happened. And oh, so I guess it's, in some ways it's
I
helpful
think.
to have insight into what's really happening, but you should never let it damage you professionally or damage the work you're trying to do. And that can be very challenging.
It can be very challenging, and I think about situations where, perhaps it's a client, and perhaps your client contact is involved in some nasty office politics, and we always want to be there for our clients, and we want them to understand that they have our support.
Right.
And so in those situations, I think it's really important to not discuss the politics of it all. So there's the artful redirect, because you
Yes.
clearly have to have communications with these people, whether it's a client or whether it's a volunteer organization. So you want to maintain open conversations about the work at hand and artfully redirect when the conversations spin to things that are outside of that seem to become toxic. And you can do that in subtle ways by simply artfully changing the direction of the conversation. You
Right.
can say, oh, well, you know what? I don't really have anything to weigh in on there, but what about XYZ?
Yes.
If it
Yeah.
becomes necessary, you can, subtly disengage. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, I've got another meeting to go to. I'll have to
Exactly.
chat with you another time.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of working on our own. It gives us that leeway, and really it all comes down to putting into practice, the tactics that we would advise our clients to employ, in difficult situations and difficult communicative situations. So it's,
Yes.
trying to say the right thing, not being false, but just trying to serve
Exactly.
the situation and your client well, given the circumstances. Because like you say, in any given client situation, if your point of contact is involved in some office politics, it may very well be impacting your work. So it can become a situation for you if it's, not helping your work move forward in the way that's desired. They may say, well, why isn't this getting done? And as much as you'd like to say, well, it's that guy, you have to
Yes.
find a way to
Yes.
make your points and, still
Well,
keep
and
relationships running.
all of that really speaks to and validates why it's so important to always, when it comes to the work part anyway, it's so important to do consistent business development for exactly
Yes.
those reasons, because
Sure.
things can go wrong internally that have nothing to do with you. But
Right.
you can't allow yourself to be a part of those discussions where your reputation can be damaged, or where your name can become a part of these toxic conversations. And sometimes that's very difficult, because sometimes you really do have relationships with people and they're coming to you for counsel. And initially, it may just seem like normal relationship counsel. And then before you know it, you're in the middle of this political situation, and you're thinking, I really don't want to be a part of this, and I'm not, choosing sides. I don't want to be in this. And so you have to really be careful, and I think just be on guard for the
Right.
types of conversations that you have with people, and you make sure that you don't allow yourself to become involved where you really didn't want to be a part of it.
Right. Keep your nose clean, focus on the work, protect yourself. I'm a huge fan of the follow-up email confirming conversations. Not to use the draggy old prior conversation, but hey, just to recap, this is what we discussed, this is what I need, blah blah blah. So you can just point to that and say, there. It's
I
nothing to
agree.
do. It's not me. Not that it's about avoiding blame or anything, but it just, yeah, it gets difficult. And especially, like you said, with volunteer organizations, I think thankfully I've been pretty fortunate. I really haven't encountered any of that, but think of double the stress. You're doing this to do a good thing on your own time, and you think, oh, I have to deal with this now. Really? Aren't people amused enough in their lives?
I have this, and it's really weird. Like this year, I've noticed this a lot that wherever there are people, there are politics,
True.
unfortunately.
That's true. If we can just stop with the people,
If we can just stop with the people, I mean, I tell you, it's really, really interesting. I am seeing it, at the dog park, among the dog parents, there's politics. They're just everywhere. And so I've learned to just smile and move
Yeah.
along. Like, oh, okay,
Exactly.
well, see
That's great that that's how you feel about that. Have a nice night.
See ya. We're gonna walk this way. Oh, you know what? We're gonna do another loop. See
And that totally comes back to, I'm choosing not to engage in that way. You're not going to lead me down that path. I'm here for this purpose. And like you said, the redirect, it's media training 101. Redirect.
Redirect. Exactly. Exactly. And again, that
We'll
can be
sound
a
like
little
our.
bit, yeah,
Sorry, go
that can
ahead.
be a little
I'll
bit
just.
trickier with a client, but it can
Yeah.
be done.
It can. Yeah, I was just going to be stupid and say, we'll sound like a GPS. Redirect. What was that from Friends? Pivot. Oh my goodness. It may get us some strange looks, but at least, I've broken the ice. Oh my goodness. So, yes, you're all out there getting a window into what it's like to actually work with us.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it is challenging, and sadly, a lot of it gets in the way, and which is frustrating, because, just thinking from the perspective of a solo business owner, a solo professional, you're there to get a job done. You're there to complete, a program or strategy, as opposed to an employee who, well, I'm here all day, so whatever kind of thing. You don't really have the luxury of that time to devote to navigating situations that are out of your hands.
I agree.
So
I agree.
not
And I think
just.
my advice is don't, no matter how much you may really like, genuinely like someone, and maybe there is a friendship, whether it's a volunteer situation or a client situation, don't allow yourself to be pulled into anything that could hurt your reputation or damage the work. And that's where you really have to clearly make a separation and make sure that you keep those conversations high level and disengage when they're veering into, topics that could be potentially toxic or damaging. You don't want to, I mean, I believe that, sometimes it's nice to get the insider details, but you don't want to be a part of the gossip. And if that means that there are things that you don't know, so be it, because we all want to be in that position where our businesses do not rely on a single account anyway, because we're consistently, doing business development and we have opportunities in our pipeline. And, those things that are going on with clients, they're going to happen regardless. And
Right.
it just don't waste your effort or energy trying to be involved or even trying to be an ally to a client contact who may be embroiled in it. definitely sympathize and say, wow, that sounds like a really tough situation, and then redirect.
Right. Because it could turn into a situation where, as it goes with families, right? It's like, oh, my cousin and I might fight like cats and dogs, but if an outsider calls us on it, well, we're going to say, hey, you can't say that. We can say it. It could be a, you could find yourself in a similar situation of, well, our company, our people are going to stick together. Who are you to get involved with this? So it's just better to, do what you can to steer
Absolutely.
clear of it and still get what you need to get the job done.
I agree. And I mean, sometimes you may even have strong opinions one way or the other about
Right.
something that's happening. Maybe there is something happening that you don't agree with, but our advice is see it, understand it, have your feelings about it, but don't get involved in it. Because it can bring you down, and that's not something that you want. I mean, whether or not your client contact or client contacts, because we do usually have pretty deep relationships into the organization, you want to be in a position where your work continues no matter who those people are internally.
Exactly. Well, we've solved another set of the world's problems on the solo PR pro front.
I hope we have. I hope we
Or at
have.
least, kind of help you get a reset because sometimes it's just nice to, we find when we're, or at least I'm speaking for myself, sitting here alone at my desk, I can talk to myself in my head and think, oh, maybe that's not it. Maybe that is. So hopefully this podcast is serving as a way for you to, just hear others that are in your situation and go, okay, thank you. That's what I was thinking, or that's a good idea. So hopefully we have brought that to you today with this episode. And we hope you subscribe, visit soloprpro.com, and we'll see you next time on That Solo Life.
We'll see you next time. Have a great week, everyone.